Ja, das geht hier nahtlos weiter mit den Künstlern. Heute Abend Fluxbau, Bergfest. Und wir haben Ryan jetzt für euch ins Studio geholt, damit ihr auch ihn besser kennenlernt. Geboren in Oxford, wohnhaft aber zurzeit in Berlin. Das ist seine Wahlheimat und das freut uns natürlich sehr. Ich habe gefragt, hast du einen langen Anreiseweg gehabt? Nö, bin gleich hierher gelaufen. Where do you live actually? No, you know what? Bad manners. Welcome to Flux FM.
Hello, thank you very much.
Hi. Yeah. So you're living in Kreuzberg?
No, I live across the river in Friedrichshain.
In Friedrichshain. Yeah. This was the first place you saw and you said, I want to live in Friedrichshain.
It was the first place where a friend had an apartment. It was a room was going free, so I thought I'd be mad not to take it.
Yes.
In Berlin in this day and age, it's hard enough to find a room anywhere. So.
You're right. So when came the decision to move to Berlin?
About a year ago, I was sick of London. I'd lived in London for 7 years and it felt like it was changing in ways that I didn't recognize it anymore. And Berlin still had the things that I loved about London when I first got to London. I felt like they're growing at different stages and different paces.
Yeah. So. And in London, what did change?
We used to do street performing and it was great. We would do, me and the guys I would play with would perform on Portobello Road. And then one day I got attacked by council enforcement officers and they broke my hand and
wow.
They threw me to the floor and I smashed my guitar. And then to cover themselves, they lied and said that I'd attack them. So I had a 2-year-long court case, which eventually I won. But in the midst of that, I fell out of love with London. And like any breakup, when you love something so much, you can't see it anymore. So I despise going back to London to play shows. I don't like being there.
Well, that was a not so nice experience.
No, exactly. And I know it's not all bad and that was a specific thing, but it symbolized something to me that that London wasn't interested in young artistic people trying to survive. It wanted investment bankers and those types of people. So it's like going to a house party you're not really invited to. Is like living in London, trying to be a musician. So Berlin felt a bit more accommodating at this time in its history. Myself and my band would tour here often, and we grew to have a lot of friends here who started off as fans. Perhaps they came to the shows, but we would. Hang out with them and they became good friends and eventually one had a room that was going free, so I snapped it up.
Wow, and now we know the whole story. Yeah, thank you. Ja, da hat er dann sehr unschöne Erfahrung gemacht in London, wo er ziemlich lang wohnt und eigentlich auch begeistert von der Stadt war, aber er hat viel Straßenmusik gemacht und er wurde dann von den öffentlichen Behörden sehr strikt durchgegriffen und sie haben ihn sogar verletzt in einer Auseinandersetzung, haben ihm dann sogar die Schuld gegeben und er hat sich in einer Gerichtsverhandlung dann aber, die über 2 Jahre sich hinzog, hat er dann Recht bekommen, aber da war natürlich dann der Ofen aus, das vermiest einem natürlich auch die Stimmung und ja, diesen freien Geist, den er hier in Berlin findet, hat er eben da nicht. Deswegen hat er sich gedacht, komme ich hierher. Klar wird man hier an dem einen oder anderen Ort, wenn man Straßenmusiker ist, da wird dann auch mal der Verstärker abgedreht oder weggenommen. Aber so rabiat sind unsere lieben Berliner Polizisten ja nicht. Wow. So now you're here and we are happy to have you here. And we invited you to play tonight in the Flux Bar on our terrace.
Thank you very much.
Best weather.
I know, I'm looking forward to it. I sit across on the Spree with a few Sternies every so often, so it's nice to get on the other side for once.
And with a few Sternies, I can see. Heute Abend gibt's nur Berliner Pilsner. I hope you can handle it. So you're playing a song for us right now,
yes.
Which is called?
This is called I Never Told Her, and it's from the album.
Okay, I Never Told Her von der aktuellen Platte, die heißt The Northern Line. Hier haben wir Ryan O'Reilly live auf Flux FM.
Before the war, this was a church. Before the war, came in through the roof. They left the rubble for all the tourists. They fenced it all off because of insurance. I sat at the back
with your invitation. I witnessed the vows to your secular wedding and thought how I'd never told her how close we were. For hope not to lose her, but I lost you both. Before our parents were born, this church had a steeple, and it held all the secrets of all those dead people. A few years ago, I said your name every day before we decided to throw our friendship away. But still, I never told her how close we were. I never told her. I never told her how close we were. For hope not to lose her, but I lost you both. And as you stand alone in your wedding dress, it wouldn't matter now if I was to confess. Oh, we were younger then, and no one ever knew what you meant to me and what I meant to you. I stood up slowly in your standing ovation. The sun shone through the glass that used to be stained. I followed you out, but the ruins remain.
Ryan O'Reilly hat live gespielt für euch im Flux FM Studio heute Abend. In 2,5 Stunden ist er live dann im Fluxbau. Natürlich wärmen wir uns erstmal alle auf mit leckerem Essen und leckeren Getränken, aber die perfekte Musik eigentlich, um dann in den Sonnenuntergang zu schauen. Und Ryan hat ja irische Wurzeln, ist aber in England geboren. So Irish heart, English blood. Now, how is this song from Morrissey?
It's been a while since I heard that one. Yeah, but it's similar scenario. I think there's a lot of second generation Irish musicians out there, because when you're, when you're from an Irish family and you get to Christmas or birthdays or Easter, someone in your family will demand that you stand up and sing a song from the age of like 8 onwards,
really?
Whether you can sing or not. So you kind of have two options. You can either be embarrassed about it or try and get good at it.
Yeah, and you might be good at it.
Thank you very much.
Of course. So let's talk a little bit about Nashville, because you lived in Nashville.
No, we would go there a lot. We would go sort of back and forth, myself and my producer and a guy that I work with from Toronto. And we stayed out in Franklin, Tennessee, and we were going in to work with our other friend Spencer, who moved from London to Nashville and works out there. So we did a lot of writing. We did some recordings, some of the demoing for the album in Nashville. We ended up recording in the UK, but for a musician, it's always a bit of a mecca. You know, you always get drawn in by the sheer number of brilliant musicians, and it's kind of frightening a little bit when they get their guitars out and you realize how good they all are.
Yeah, so it was really inspiring.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, very inspiring being in Nashville.
Yeah, wow. But you also lived in Dublin for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, not too long. I never really lived anywhere that long. In Dublin, I went to University College Dublin to do Irish and American poetry, and So I specialized in Robert Frost and Seamus Heaney.
And on Christmas time, there must be also a poem from you. Not only singing, but also a poem.
Nice poem. Yeah, that would be good. I don't think anyone requested that so far. But no, I went to Dublin to do poetry because I wanted to get better at songwriting. And I wanted a different angle and something that made me different as a songwriter. And understanding poetry, especially Irish poetry, at that age, I was 19 when I lived in Dublin, and my family was from just down the road in Wicklow, so that was always a big part of my musical heritage. Yeah. Because every pub in Wicklow would have a competition for who was the best musician to get up and sing a song.
Really?
And I won the competition when I was like 15.
No.
And it was the first time I ever got like a little check for money for winning for playing music, and it kind of opened up the door to what became my career.
So that was one of your first own written songs that you performed there?
Yeah.
In the bar? That was in Ireland?
Yeah, yeah. I started writing when I was about 15, so yeah.
Also im Grunde war die Leidenschaft dann schon in jungen Jahren gelegt. Da war er damals, als er 15 war, in einer irischen Bar, und da war es immer so eine Art Wettbewerb, wer den besten Song geschrieben hat und auch performen konnte, der hat dann ein Preisgeld abgesahnt, und er stand dann oben auf dem Tresen und hat dann umjubelt, der kleine Ryan hat da schon dann ja sich feiern lassen. Und so ging das jetzt die Jahre weiter, und nun sitzt er hier bei Flux FM. And now you're at Flux FM, you're at the Olymp. What more do you want?
What more do I want?
Yeah.
A beer would be nice.
A beer? Well, we can arrange that for
you.
Oh, did you
mean in sort of like a more of a meta level?
I mean, yeah, like the climax. You've got it here. You're now at Flux FM.
I'm now at Flux FM. That's very true. Well, I guess I'd like to come back here all the time and be a regular until you're sick of me. And then you're like, oh, Ryan's here again and again and again and
again.
Well,
not sick yet. Let's start with tonight.
Good,
and then we will see.
Exactly. If you're sick of me after tonight. Then.
Genau. Heute Abend ab 18 Uhr ist er im Fluxbau und spielt gleich noch einen Song für euch. You're playing another song for us, right?
If you would like, yeah.
Yes, of course, we would love
to. Okay, wonderful.
Und wir wollen euch nochmal ganz, ganz herzlich einladen zu unserem Bergfest-Spezial. Heute Abend, der letzte Tag im August, zauberhaftes Wetter. Ryan O'Reilly, der charmante Herr, ist hier für euch dann da auf der Bühne. Margaret Glasby aus Kalifornien, wohnhaft nun in New York, wird da sein. Es gibt Fassbier von Berliner Pilsner, frisch zubereitetes Streetfood, total lecker. Und einfach entspannt könnt ihr den Feierabend genießen und schon mal so ein bisschen Richtung Wochenende blinzeln. Wir machen heute schon mal so einen kleinen Freitag für euch. Freier Eintritt, kommt vorbei und genießt diesen tollen Künstler. Ryan O'Reilly mit einem Song, der da heißt...
I'll play November.
November. Was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. A dream that I was waiting for a bus in northeast London late last night. It was November and I had so far to go. I was awoken by the aircraft and this melancholic weather and your distant cracking voice telling me to let this whole thing go. I hear the beating, pounding rhythms of the wristwatch that I wear, and I've not outgrown adolescence nor escaped my first gray hair. And she knows it's band that just got signed and torn all the time. I asked her how she thinks I'm doing, and she said it best just fine. But you'll never change the world with your songs or your guitar. There are people half your age, they're going twice as far. And everybody wants me, but I'm tired right down to you. And when you finally go under, you know that I'll drown too. Mid-November moon has been hoisted in the sky. Oh, it's smiling at me crooked as the world goes drifting by. As the glowing burning leaves dance to the tune the traffic plays, the wind it murmurs rhythms of what she always says, that you'll never change the world with your songs or your guitar. There are people half your age, they're going twice as far. Everybody wants me, but I'm tired right down to you. When you finally go under, you know that I'll drown too. I'm afraid. And
and the buzz band were bored. Cardboard cutout mannequins singing what I've heard before. It was all so self-aware and all so very now. The crowd, they were ecstatic. Then they all turned around screaming, you'll never change the world with your songs and your guitar. There are people half your age, look, they're going twice as far. When everybody wants her, she's tied right down to you. And when you finally go under, you know she'll drown too. I'm afraid, I'm afraid.